This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, live from the Tasty Cake Studios. An Odyssey Sports Station. This is Hugh Douglas and Joe DiLeo on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Welcome on in. It's a midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe DiLeo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to get into today on a Friday. We'll get to a Friday. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey. Did you know that the Big Show used to date Jennifer Lopez?
I had no idea.
For like a week. He dated her for like a week.
Who do you think cut that one off?
I think she probably did.
I think so, too.
I think she probably did. She her track record, hey, listen. She know a lot of people. She's been around the block a little bit.
I was trying to remember his real name, Paul White.
Yes, the Big Show. Yeah, she used to date the Big Show.
I used to love the Big Show. All right, we'll start off a little Big Show talk. Welcome in. It is the Midday Show. A lot to get to. Combine going on in Indianapolis. And Hugh, the Combine, you know, a little bit of this is that we start to hear the names of the draft, and they're running 40s. I saw some of the 40 stuff yesterday with some of the defensive linemen. And the Eagles will end up with, you know, a handful of these kids, and hopefully the next, you know, building blocks of the Philadelphia Eagles will be there. But it's also the start of the offseason and big names and, you know, potentially, you know, star hunting and changing things up a little bit. Listen to this.
Switch it up.
Well, I mean, we got to play this for everyone because this caught our attention this morning. Diana Russini on her podcast. Listen to what she said. The big talk of the NFL Combine is this week.
Here's what some people are saying right now, that Howie's willing to move on from some of these guys because he's looking to make a big swing. And that big swing would be for Myles Garrett. Some of these guys are a sure thing may not be sure things to return to Philly.
I would rather have Myles Garrett than Zach Bond.
Put it past Howie Roseman going after Myles Garrett.
Absolutely
no way.
Not.
Continue to build and build and build in the area that got them to the Super Bowl and in the Super Bowl's past.
Yeah, it gets stiff at times. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Well, all right. Let's unpack it. 215-592-9494. So I did say 2 days ago, and I still hold this, that I'm not all in. I'm not trading the farm. I'm not trading 2 first-round picks for Myles Garrett. But when I heard Diana say what she said, and I think about the idea of, all right, if Howie's options here are to run this thing back, to try to bring back, you know, the bulk of their free agents, or to go star hunting, and Myles obviously would be the biggest star, not the only potential star out there, but the biggest star. I'll tell you what, Hugh, maybe it's just, you know, I'm excited for the weekend. It's Friday.
It is Friday.
It is.
It's a Friday.
It is a Friday. Well, I'm willing.
It's the weekend.
I'm willing to try to put myself in the mindset of I'm getting pretty excited and intrigued of the idea.
It is exciting. It is
a
exciting idea.
Of star hunting, Hugh.
It is an exciting idea.
All right, so here's where I'm at this morning. 215-592-9494. If Howie's putting up 2 things on the board, right, and they're debating in the Eagles, you know, war room, whatever, and he's got one side of the ledger is run it back, right, try to retain what we have, run it back, build slow, all that kind of stuff, and the other side is add a star in, like put some mustard on this thing.
Take
what they have and add something else special.
Yeah.
I am moving over to that star hunting. Hugh, where are you this morning? Run it back, star hunting. We're after what you heard Diana say there.
You know what's funny? This is usually the time where I try to long talk a little bit and be clear and concise mm-hmm. about what I say.
And you know
I'm not going to do that today because y'all don't care. Y'all, I already know where y'all at. No, I'm going to stay the course. I'm going to, no, forget all of y'all. I'm not going to even long talk y'all today because y'all are pie in the sky individuals. And let me tell you the one thing that I do think that I know about Howie. Normally, when Howie makes a move, we don't know about it. It's kind of like a surprise.
Hmm.
And for everybody to be talking about the Eagles getting Myles Garrett and this is what, normally when stuff like that happens, it don't go the way we think it's going to go. It really doesn't. I think that we should stay the course. I think that this defense is young and upcoming and that we should build through the draft like we've been doing. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, they can do that. And look, there's a lot of logic to that. And again, I'm not going to be mad at the Eagles if they do what got them. No, I won't. Because
disappointed.
Now, if I find
heartbroken.
Out.
Heartbroken.
No, I won't be heartbroken. Kyle will be.
Kyle's
already considered the custom jersey with Garrett on. I mean, he's considered it. He just has to put the purchase
in. He's an Eagle, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I know, and you and many others. 215-592-9494. I won't be mad or anything like that. In fact, I do think there's a lot of logic to depth and building it the way they have and the young guys and everything we were saying together a couple of days ago. But I'm starting to want, like, what if they could get a star for less than the whole house, right? What if they could find a way to trade a player and a pick and a couple picks, but not mortgage everything? You know, you guys know I don't want to give up 2 first-round picks. Mm-hmm. I just think that's a lot to give up. But if they can get a Myles Garrett or get someone of that ilk, like the best possible players available, and not give up the farm, then I'd rather spend the cap room there than try to re-sign Milton Williams and Josh Sweat and even Zach Bond, who I did say yesterday I think is the number one priority. Because that's the way when that clip we played, that's the way they were framing it.
Yeah.
They were framing it like, you think these guys are coming back, but how we might use all the resources and
put them in Miles.
Because it's not just the picks. Like, maybe it won't take 2 first-round picks. Maybe it's a first and a third. Maybe it's a first, a third, and Tanner McKee. I don't know what the Browns want. But the other part, and we were mentioning this the other day, Hugh, it's the money, right? So if you bring in Myles Garrett,
you got to break bread,
and that probably means Sweat and Williams, and maybe even Bond. We'll see you because we don't have all that to spend. I'm starting to get intrigued here. 215-592-9494. And of course, Howie the other day asked at the combine about this very thing, and he tried to dodge the whole thing about Garrett in particular, but he did say when great players are available, he'll investigate.
I'm not going to talk about anyone under contract with another team. I think that one thing that I can promise our fans is that there will not be a player that's available that we won't study, that we won't look at and see if it can help the team. Sometimes those opportunities work and you're able to do that, and sometimes they don't.
Well, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, but Howie's going to investigate it. I feel like that's the big theme coming out of the combine, that Howie...
He's going to turn over every stone.
Mm-hmm. He's poking around. He's calling the Browns. And I love how the Browns are like, yeah, we're not trading him. I don't believe it for a second.
He ain't coming back, man, because I heard he pulled his team about the contract negotiation extension or whatever. He ain't trying to be a Cleveland.
Well, I think that was their last chance. Like, hey, what if we give you a lot of money?
Not a ton of bread. A ton of bread.
How's no sound? He's out on that. All right, 215-592-9494. Star hunting or run it back? Would you rather the Eagles try to run back the bulk of the team they just won the Super Bowl with? Or let a lot of these guys go and use the money, use the resources on, let's say, a star like, I don't know, Myles Garrett? Kyle, what are you feeling this morning?
Do you even have to ask Kyle? You know what he's feeling.
I ask every day.
You don't want to hear from me, do you?
No, because I know where we're going with this. About 10, it's going to be a whole lot of yelling and screaming up in here.
Yeah. Joe basically said it. In my eyes, Myles Garrett is already an Eagle. The jerseys are being printed. I've been on this. I am doing whatever it takes to get Myles Garrett. I'm even, further into this than Joe is. I would trade 2 first-round picks. I don't care about pick number 32 and pick number, 30 at worst, I think, next season. Like, forget those guys. You're not getting a better player than Myles Garrett right now. I just feel like running it back is asking for trouble. You're playing with fire. Stars win you Super Bowls. When the Eagles go get a star, they go to the Super Bowl at the very least. Like, we've seen this happen historically all the time. And I really do think when there's smoke.
You moved the line already.
I didn't move.
You kind of did.
I didn't. I'm not moving any line.
You kind of did.
What are you talking about?
Just Saquon Barkley, stars win you Super Bowl.
Yeah. Did Saquon Barkley not win his Super Bowl?
Oh, I thought it was defense. Last week it was defense.
No, it wasn't. I said, like, just said 2 days ago, Saquon Barkley. I was comparing Myles Garrett to Saquon Barkley, and you were getting mad at me.
No.
So the line is in the same exact spot that it was. When you get stars, you win the Super Bowl.
I was not getting mad.
So there is
you were. Every time I brought up Saquon, you yelled at me and said it's not a comparison. It is a comparison.
10:09. It took 10:09.
There is something to this. And I know Spike the other day was making the comp that the Eagles and a lot of their Super Bowl trips in the last 20-something years, right? T.O., 2004, they get to the Super Bowl. 2022, they get A.J. Brown, they go to the Super Bowl. 2024, they get Saquon, they win the Super Bowl, right? But three of their last...
Play well.
Three of their last four trips, they've acquired something special on the way to the Super Bowl.
No. You're the one telling us it was a luxury all season long.
See, wait a minute. I'm just using the argument that was being used the other day.
We're talking about moving the line here. Now, all of a sudden, you want to keep this defense together.
I still stand no defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
Anyway, I think it's a real possibility, guys.
The Garrett thing? Yeah, it is.
Last season, the Saquon Barkley thing was being hinted at as a real possibility for the Eagles for a long time. A lot of people doubted it, said there's no way, this is just how we driving up the price for other teams. And then we saw what happened, guys.
I remember last year around this time, we had someone that at one point was in the running for Eagles Insider of the Year when Howard was with us, and he joined us last year around this time, and he said the Saquon thing was real.
Yeah.
And it blew me away because the Eagles had never gone after running backs.
Yeah, especially when he said it, because he talking about they fall off trees or whatever.
But when he said it, I was like, oh, there's something to this. And then a week later, he was in Midnight Green. Now, seems like there's smoke to this Myles Garrett thing. So here we go again. 215-592-9494. Run it back or acquire a star. That feels like the debate Howie's having internally. And I know 2 days ago I said I'm not trading two ones. And I'm still not. But if I can get Myles Garrett for less than that price, I'd be willing to walk away from a lot of the players that just won the Super Bowl with. And because it's obviously going to be about cap room, not just what you're trading. You have to pay these guys. And if it means saying goodbye to this guy and that guy and that guy and Sweat and Williams and Becton to bring in a Myles Garrett, I'm in that. Now, Kyle said something there, Hugh, and it's interesting. He said when teams acquire a star player, they go win the Super Bowl, right? What is unique about this is a lot of times, like your Eagles team in 04, you were trying to get over the hump.
You do it to get over the hump.
You do it over the hump to get T.O. We could even point to this Eagles team, right? The one that just won. They got Saquon to help get over the hump. 2022, they got A.J. to try to go from good to great. You go to Matthew Stafford, right? The Rams traded for him to get over the hump. The Bucs signed Tom Brady to get over the hump. There's not as many instances of a team winning it and then going all in.
It's like... In all those instances that you're talking about, it was the one piece. We're missing that one piece. And as much as I would love to have Myles Garrett, let me say that first, because I think that a lot of times that gets lost in translation. I would love to have him. How much is it going to cost me? And on top of that, I'm looking at a young budding defense that was only 1 year into working with their defensive coordinator and became the number one unit in the league.
Yeah, it's almost like, just forget the trade compensation for a second, because I actually, when I heard what I heard this morning, it was more about the free agents. It's like, it basically sounded to me like they're willing to let all four free agents go and instead just trade for Myles Garrett.
Well, and think about how well the defense played in that 1 year, and now add Myles Garrett to that? Like, I get the whole thing about those teams being one piece away. Wouldn't you rather look back on next season when it's all over and say, man, we made the move that put them back in contention to win the Super Bowl again? Or would you rather be sitting there and saying, you know what? Now we're one piece away again.
I look at it like this, and I think this is where we're both saying the same thing, Kyle, but it's the way that we're doing it, because Myles Garrett to me is the piece where I would feel like you, if I had no template to go off of and didn't have any data to say that this defense is pretty good. Like, this defense is pretty good. Would you agree? Even without Myles Garrett?
But our run game was good without Saquon Barkley.
No, but listen to what I'm saying. No, the run game was phenomenal with Saquon Barkley. But
without it.
But to me, you can't compare this defense to that offense. Because number one, that offense has a lot of high dollar individuals on it already.
Yes.
That's a lot of money. Now, the way that I look at this, and I'm going to try to explain the way that people understand. It's almost like that 5.0 Mustang that I was talking about. More bang for your buck.
Here we go.
No, I'm saying you can go out. If I got the money, yeah, I can go out and get a Corvette Z06 if I got the money, right? But if I get me a 5.0 and I do a little engine tweaking and all this other stuff and I'm running with Corvettes, then it's the same thing to me.
You're speaking a foreign language with the cars thing for me.
I'm sorry, but I was trying. Okay, let me. We keep talking. I'll try to find a better analogy.
Let me try to throw one at you. Right. So there's two came to my mind. Now they're opposite ends of the same spectrum. I got a couple. There's something, Warriors getting Kevin Durant to this, okay? Now, the Warriors had just lost the finals to LeBron, and then they brought Durant, and though they had won one before that. The other thing that came to my mind this morning was, that's like 25, 30 years ago now. The Yankees, in the middle of a dynasty, traded for Roger Clemens after winning the World Series. They didn't need Roger Clemens. They won the next two after acquiring. The Dodgers this offseason. Or the Dodgers in general. I mean, every year they do it, right? So sometimes there is something to... You already have the best team. You have the best chance to win anyway, but you put your foot on the throat of the rest of the league. And I'm trying to put myself in Howie's brain. I think that's what he's thinking. I have the chance to acquire the best defensive player in the league and add him to the best team in the league.
Yeah, but how much is it going to cost, though?
And how many other players do you lose because you have that guy?
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing. Like, again, and I have to keep saying this, I would love to have Myles Garrett here, but at what cost? You know, and all the guys we're talking about losing, that to me is not a big of a deal. It's the money, the compensation, the picks compensation, and the money that I'm going to have to pay him to make him happy.
Yeah, it actually really, when you think about it, if you trade, let's say it's two big picks. I don't want to do two ones, but two high picks. It's two high picks and probably three or four players that they would, like, when you add it together, it is a lot, right? Like, it's whatever this pick becomes, next year's pick becomes. Bond becomes the next, you know, it's a lot of players that you're saying no and into the Garrett instead.
And I love Zach Bond, but if getting Myles Garrett here means losing Zach Bond, it's goodbye, Zach Bond.
Whew. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Where do you stand on this? The talk of the combine is the Eagles are going big game hunting here. Would you rather go after a star this offseason or try to keep the band together here and run it back next season? Chris in Middletown starts us off on a Friday morning. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Here's what's up. You know, Kyle hits me with this because you know, I've been trying to explain to this young man, like, look, we don't need Myles Garrett. We're not going to damn the torpedoes and do the splash and blah, 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 blah. Right? Mm-hmm. Right, you? I'm tracking?
Yeah, I'm listening. Contrary to popular belief.
No. This news. Guys, Howie, I don't need you to try. I need you to make this happen. I flipped the script. I'm there.
Welcome in.
I'm riding with logic and feeling right now, okay? And you know what? There's only one way I can express it to you. You know what? Let's go!
Good job.
I got this.
Howie, do my bad. What you do. Shake up the world and drop a bomb on the NFL. And in the process, bring back Hugh from the Bermuda Triangle. He's been lost. He hasn't respected defense. I want Mr. Defense Douglas to come back and return to Philadelphia. This time, a nuclear move will eviscerate, absolutely annihilate opposing offenses. Think of this D-line, folks. Think of it. Olin Smith, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and Myles Garrett. Are you serious? This is insane. This would be the greatest front four ever assembled. You can call it the Grim Reaper's front four because they are going to end every offense, season, game. Not a question. You bring in Myles. You go back to back. This is about our city. This is about planting our flag. This is about telling everyone
We are for real. We move amongst ourselves. We don't follow templates. We set the tone. We set the template. No one can deny us. Philadelphia is in a new era. We have the greatest GM ever to play, or ever to assemble players. We have the greatest owner. We are about making history. Eagles! Eagles fans! Let's do it! G-I-R-R-E-T-T! Garrett! Go get Garrett! I don't care if I misspelled it, you!
You know, I misspell stuff all the time.
You know
so
what?
Not...
Garrett's not going to be an easy one. I said this the other day. Two R's, two T's. I mean, we can't spell Eagles sometimes.
I like a Garrett chant.
I appreciate that. That was that. You know what? On a February 28th Friday, for that kind of passion to start us off, that's what I'm talking about right there. All right, star hunting or run it back? That feels like the biggest debate now for Howie Roseman and the Eagles as we get set for the NFL offseason. The talk out the combine is Howie is trying to go get Myles Garrett. And as much as I'm not into two ones, if the Eagles can somehow acquire Garrett for less than that, I'm willing to move off some of these other guys. I mean, if it's the idea of run it back and bring back Williams and Sweat and Becton and these guys, or Garrett, I think you could find new versions of Milton Williams and new versions of Mekhi Becton. It's very hard to find a Myles Garrett kind of player. 215-592-9494. Will in the Northeast.
Will.
What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
All right. Listen, man. You know, Kyle, he sounds just like me last season. Begging for a player that we might not get. Because, see, that's what I was saying in Derrick Henry, right? The same thing Kyle sees. And he's advocating for this guy.
No, hold on. I was saying this last year, except I just had the right player.
Hey, listen.
Semantics.
Okay, but all right. But anyway, listen, I know he's a great player, but I think we already have great players, right? And we got young players. So the thing is, like I said, and like everybody is thinking, we're thinking for the future also. You know, he's asking for a big price, you know what I'm saying? And is that price a guarantee that we're going to go and win the Super Bowl again? No. So why not go with what did get us the Super Bowl? The same guys that helped us get there and win it, we could go right back with them, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I would love to see him here. Man, that will make a great improvement to the defense. But is it worth the cost? I don't think so. So let's just go ahead. Let Howie do what he's going to do, because we also going to have somebody help Saquon out, too. We're going to have to bring somebody in that's pretty good to help Saquon out. Let's not forget that also. So, you know, hopefully, you know, Howie is going to do the right thing. He's going to bring the right people in and put this puzzle together so we can repeat.
Well, and I think we all trust Howie to do the right thing, but this is a massive thing. I mean, this decision, and Will, we appreciate, is going to shape the next 3 to 5 years of Eagles football. I mean, go get him or not. Or you go get a star and mortgage some of the future or not, because then it's a double whammy. It's the depth you're losing. Is he going to be, whatever it is. I mean, Garrett's the top one. There's other potential stars out there. Are they going to be worth what you traded for them? We'll find out. 215-592-9494. Do you want the Eagles to run it back? Or go star hunting this offseason. There's a lot of buzz coming out of the combine that Myles Garrett is the apple of Howie's eye. What do you think on this? Your take, your calls on it. Plus, we'll update you on the latest with Myles Garrett and the Browns. The Browns losing leverage by the day. And a Tri-Day Friday. We'll tell you what we're looking for next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.